Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Still alive. Anybody glad to be here tonight? Through your trials and tribulations, you're still here. Came up on the rough side of the mountain. But through it all, God kept his arms around you. We just want to tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you brought me dear Jesus, even though I fail sometimes to do your will, you did not leave me, no, no,
you left me too.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You were there with me when I strayed away. Had mercy on me when I failed to get on my knees and pray.
You
did, Lord.
You died in my footsteps.
Day by day. And another thing, you kept your arms wrapped around me. Yes, I did.
I don't know what to talk about.
Good evening. As we prepare for our meal, I just want to say to you that the great teachers of Christian religion, they understand this. They know that Jesus was not perturbed by the crucifixion, but expected it. He could have walked away, but he did not. He could have stopped the process at any point. He had that power, yet he did not. He allowed himself to be crucified in order that he might stand as man's eternal salvation. Look, he said, at what I can do, look at what is true, and know that these things and more shall you do also. For have Jesus not said you are gods? Yet you do not believe. If you cannot believe then, believe in yourself. Believe in me. Such was Jesus' compassion that he begged for a way and created it to so impact the world that all might come to heaven, which is actually self-realization, if in no other way than through him. For he defeated misery and death, and so might you. The grandest teaching of Christ was not that you shall have everlasting life, but that you do. Not that you shall have brotherhood in God, but that you do. Not that you shall have whatever you request, but that you do. All that is required is to know this, for you are the creator of your own reality, and life can show up no other way for you than the way in which you think it will. You think it into being. This is the first step in creation. God the Father is thought. Your thought is the parent which gives birth to all things. Now, I have told you, and many teachers and stuff have told you over and over and over again, but you just will not listen. You will not listen because you are afraid, and because God's promises are too good to be true. Because you cannot accept the grandest truth. And so you must reduce yourself. You must reduce yourself to a spirituality which teaches fear and dependence and tolerance rather than love and power and acceptance. You are filled with fear, and you're biggest fear is that God's biggest promise might be life's biggest lie. And so you create the biggest fantasy you can to defend yourself against this. You claim that any promise which gives you the power and guarantees you the love of God must be the false promise of the devil. God would never make such a promise, you tell yourself. Only the devil would. To tip you into denying God's true identity as the fearsome, judgmental, jealous, vengeful, and punishing entity of entities. Even though this description better fits the definition of a devil, if there were one, you have assigned devilish characteristics to God in order to convince yourself not to accept the God-like promise of your Creator, or the godlike qualities of the self. Such is the power of fear. But there is a law. The first law is that you can be, do, and have whatever you imagine. The second law is that you attract what you fear. Emotion is the power which attracts. That which you fear strongly, you will experience. An animal, which you consider a lower form of, even though animals act with more integrity and greater consistency than humans, knows immediately if you are afraid of it. Plants, which you consider an even lower form of life, respond to people who love them far better than to those who couldn't care less. None of this is by coincidence. There is no coincidences in the universe, only a grand design, an incredible snowflake. Emotion is energy in motion. When you move energy, you create effect. If you move enough energy, you create matter. Matter is generally conglomerated, moved around, shoved together. If you manipulate energy long enough in a certain way, you get matter. Every master understands this law. It is the rule of the universe. It is the secret of all of life. Thought is pure energy. Every thought you have had, have ever had, and will ever have is creative. The energy of your thoughts never, ever die. It leaves your being and heads out into the universe, extending forever. A thought is forever. All thoughts congeal. All thoughts meet other thoughts, crisscrossing in an incredible maze of energy, forming an ever-changing pattern of unspeakable beauty and unbelievable complexity. Like energy attracts like energy, forming, to use simple words, clumps of energy of like kind. When enough similar clumps crisscross each other, runs into each other, they stick to it, each other, to use another simple term, it takes an incomprehensible huge amount of similar energy sticking together, thus to form matter. But matter will form the pure energy. In fact, that is the only way it can form. Once energy becomes matter, it remains matter for a very long time, unless its construction is disrupted by an opposing or dissimilar form of energy. This dissimilary energy acting upon matter actually dismembers the matter, releases the raw energy of which it was composed. This is, in elementary terms, the theory behind the atomic bomb. Einstein came closer than any other human before or since to discover, explaining, and functionalizing the creative secret of the universe. You should know better. You should now better understand how people of like minds can work together to create a favorite reality. The phrase, wherever two or more are gathered in God's name, becomes much more powerful. Of course, when entire societies think a certain way, very often astonishing things happen. Not all of them necessarily desirable. For instance, a society living in fear very often actually inevitably produces in form that which it fears most. Similarly, large communities or congregations often find miracle-producing power in combined thinking, or what some people call common prayer. And it must be made clear that even individuals, if their thoughts, prayers, hope, wishes, dreams, fear is amazingly strong, can in and of themselves produce such results. Jesus did this regularly. He understood how to manipulate energy and matter, how to rearrange it, how to redistribute it, how to utterly control it. Many masters have known this. Many know it now. You can know it right now. This is the knowledge of good and evil of which Adam and Eve partook. Until they understood this, there could be no life as you know it. Adam and Eve, the mythical names you have given to represent first man and first woman, were the father and mother of the human experience. What has been described as the fall of Adam was actually his upliftment, the greatest single event in the history of humankind. For without it, the world of relativity would not exist. The act of Adam and Eve was not original sins, but in truth, first blessings. You should thank them from the bottom of your hearts, for in being the first to make a wrong choice, Adam and Eve produced the possibility of making any choice at all. In your mythology, you have made Eve the bad one here, the temptress who ate of the fruit, the knowledge of good and evil, and coyly invited Adam to join her. This mythological setup has allowed you to make women man's downfall ever since, resulting in all manners of warped reality, not to mention distorted sexual views and confusion. How can you feel so good about something so bad? And you must fear, and what you most fear is what most plagues you. Fear will draw it to you like a magnet. All your holy scriptures, all of every religion, persuasion, and tradition which you have created contains the clear admonition: fear not. Do you think this is by accident? The laws are very simple. Thought is creative. Fear attracts like energy. Love is all there is. Love is the ultimate reality. It is the only, the all. The feeling of love is your experience of God. The experience of love is your experience of God. I do truly thank you. I just wanted to share a little appetizer as we venture into our new soul food. So I hope that something was said here that might stir up the gift in you, something that might make you go within so that you don't go without. I love you all very much. I pray that our next podcast, which will be Sunday at 8 o'clock, that your spirit will lead you here, that we can dine together and let you know just how powerful, just how blessed you are, and let you know who you are. I do truly love you all. Have a blessed evening, a fantastic weekend, and I pray that we meet again Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Good night. Love you all.
I know a place, y'all. I ain't no